الله إن الله وسيم العباد أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوفيق لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم منيبين إليه وأقيم الصلاة ولا تكونوا من المشركين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said very clearly in Quran, Unibina ilayh, please turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your thoughts, your actions, your direction, everything should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how you can say, yes, you have been turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is, that is how we can show through our action, yes, we have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, aqeem salata, establish the prayer. So just a person, if individually he is praying, that is not aqeem salah. Aqeem salah means wherever we are living, any ward, any city, any town, any village we are living. So if there is no mosque, we should try to make mosque. If there is mosque and there is no namaz-e-jamaat, we should try to establish namaz-e-jamaat. And then if there is mosque, if there is imam, but there are no people, then we should try to invite and bring the people to establish the prayer. So this is the meaning of munibina ilayh. The people turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing prayers. And anyone who is not establishing prayer, anyone who is not offering prayer, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Aqeemu salata wa la takunu min al mushrikeen. For the people, if you will not establish prayer, then you will be included among mushriks. So then you will be among the list of mushrikeen. So now namaz is very, very, very important and very clear. Rituals. Anyone who is not establishing prayer, straight away he is mushrik. So apparently maybe he is Muslim. He is living in a Muslim, his parents are Muslim, his relatives are Muslim. So the different, as you know, some people are openly kafir, some people are openly mushrik. As a Muslim, if someone is Muslim, his parents are Muslim, we cannot declare him non-Muslim. We cannot declare him mushrik. But practically, what is the reality? Allah is saying, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيَ وَعَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish the prayer. Not only you have to offer the prayer, but also the other people, your family member, your relatives, your friends, your community members, also invite them to establish the prayer so that all together you should not be included among polytheists. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So anyone who is not offering the prayer, then by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are 15 punishments. Anyone who is lazy, anyone who is not offering on time, anyone who is not trying to establish the prayers. So then, 15 punishments will be for the person who is not paying attention towards namaz. Few of them are during the life. Three are at the time of death when the soul will be taken out. Three are in the grave. Three are at the day of judgment. So the six punishments, someone who is not praying namaz. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the blessings from his life. Aise shakhs ki zindagi mein phir barkat nahi hogi. Anyone who is not praying salat, there will be no blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept dua of that person. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase the feature of good people from his face. You know, sometimes there are really different people among Muslims. If you look at their face is attractive. Their face is bringing you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their face is inviting you for taqwa. So that thing will never come on the face of the person who is not praying namaz. Number four, he will be detested by all creatures on the earth. Number five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not award him for his good deeds. Maybe he is doing a lot of good deeds, but someone who is not praying salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward him for anything. So as Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, at the day of judgment, the first question will be asked about salat. If salat will be accepted, other deeds will be accepted. If salat will not be accepted, then nothing will be accepted. So salat is the basic pillar of Islam. And here also, anyone who is not praying salat, then none of his good deed will be accepted and there will be no reward at all. And number six, he will not be included in the du'as of other good people. You know, usually other people are praying for each other. So someone who is not praying salat, the good people, the pious people, whom du'as are being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that will not be. So the good people will not pray for such a person. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
At the time of death, he dies humiliated. His death will be very hard. The angel of death will come in a furious way and he will face a lot of torture. Number two, the person whose soul is taken out, he will be hungry at the time of death and he dies as a thirsty person. Whatsoever million of liters he is going to drink at that time, but his the desire of thirst, that will never finish. So someone who is not praying regularly salat, he will die as a thirsty person, he will die as a hungry person, and his death will be humiliated death. And when that person will go into the grave, then what will happen over there? Salawat, please. His grave will be squeezed. The person who is not offering salat, his grave will be squeezed up to level, his ribs will cross each other. Ribs will be broken and will cross each other. The pressure of the grave, this person will face. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours on him fire with embers. So the hellfire will welcome this person. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets on him a snake. And the name of that snake is brave or bold. And whenever that snake will bite that person, 70 yards, the dead body of that person will go under the soil and will come back again. And when he will come back again will be bitten by the snake. So, pressure of the grave, hellfire, and biting snakes are waiting for those people who are not offering salat. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. At the day of judgment, this person, angels will put their hands in his hairs and his face will be on the ground, and in this way he will be pulled away towards hellfire. So it will be very clear for everyone why these people are being pulled in this way. People will know this was the person who was not offering salat. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him an anger look. And the just, this is Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no face or no body. But that Jalal, or the angerness or wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with one wrath, the flesh of his face will fall down. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge him very strictly and orders him to be thrown into hellfire. So this is at the day of judgment. So here I am telling the five side effects are different things. If we are not offering five prayers, then what is going to happen? Anyone who is not offering Namaz Fajr, the glow of his face is taken away. And if you reverse it, anyone who is offering Namaz Fajr regularly, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his face attractive. Or a nur, a light, an attraction will come from the face of person who is offering Namaz Fajr regularly. Number two, anyone who is not offering Namaz Dhuhr, blessing from his income, from his wealth, from his property will be taken away. وہ شخص جو نماز فجر نہیں پڑھتا اس کے چہرے کا نور چلا جاتا ہے اور جو شخص نماز ظہر نہیں پڑھتا اس کے آمدن سے اس کے مال سے خداوند متعال برکت اٹھا لیتا ہے. یعنی بعض اوقات ہوتا ہے کہ لوگ بہت امیر ہوتے ہیں لیکن ان کے مال میں کوئی برکت نہیں ہوتی اور جہاں بھی وہ مال لگاتے وہیں سے نقصان ہوتا ہے, جس کو بھی دیتے ہیں اسی کا نقصان ہوتا ہے اور خود ان کے گھروں میں بیماریاں, مشکلات اور پریشانیاں بہت سارے ہوتے ہیں کہ جب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ مال سے برکت اٹھا لیتا ہے. بہرحال یہ بہت ساری چیزیں آزمائشیں بھی ہوتی ہیں, لیکن جو شخص نماز ظہر اگر نہیں پڑھتا وقت پر باقاعدگی کے ساتھ تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس کے مال سے, اور یہ جو رزق ہے یہ رزق علم کا بھی رزق ہوتا ہے, منی کا بھی رزق ہوتا ہے, تقوی کا, عبادت, بہت سارے رزق ہیں. تو وہ جتنے بھی رزق ہیں وہ سب سے جو ہے وہ برکت ختم ہو جاتی ہے. Anyone who is not offering Namaz Asr, the strength of his body will be taken away. So that person will become maybe sick, maybe very weak, or maybe he will not be able to do anything, or maybe he will feel laziness. He will not be willing to do anything. So Namaz Asr, this is barakah of Namaz Asr. So anyone who will pray Namaz Asr regularly, inshallah he will be strong physically. When people are strong physically, they are not sick, they are not going to face different diseases, alhamdulillah, they will live long and they can earn more and they can study more, or they can serve the mankind as much as is possible for him. Anyone who has not prayed Namaz Maghrib, he will not be benefited by their children. So maybe he will not have children. One thing, if he is going to have children, the children will be a kind of torture for him. Children will do something which will upset the parents, or which will degrade the parents, or disrespect of the parents. So this is the benefit in Namaz Maghrib. Anyone who is praying Namaz Maghrib, so his children will be peace of mind, will be peace of heart. So parents will be happy and they will not do anything that will annoy them. And anyone who is not praying Namaz Isha, the peace of their sleep is taken away. So, you know, many people are there who are unable to sleep properly, but there are other people, as they are going into the bed, they are sleeping. So if we need, especially the fasting is also very, very helpful to provide deep sleep. Sometimes people are sleeping 10 hours, 12 hours, but they are not having deep sleep. So when they get up, they are tired. They are not fresh. They are not feeling well. So fasting provides us the deep sleep. This is one benefit of the fasting. The other thing, anyone who is praying regularly Namaz Isha, also he will have good sleep. So this was a summary about benefits of prayer, benefits of five salat, which are wajib, obligatory for all Muslims. Especially it has been recommended when our children are 5 years old, the parents should teach them. when they are 7 years old, parents should advise them to pray regularly. And when they are 10 years old, then if they are not praying, punishment should be added. So as a whole, we need to promote the culture of Salah. This is the basic sign of a Muslim, inshallah. Tomorrow we will talk about the benefits of Namaz-e Jamaat. Salawat, please. محمد پروردگار تمام حاضرین کی حاجات کو پورا فرما ہم سب کو علم کی علم کی تقویٰ کی خلوص کی ایمان کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما پروردگار حاضرین کی حاجات کو پورا فرما جو بیماروں نے شفا کم فرما ہم سب کے محرومین کو والدین کو بخش ہماری اولاد کو نیک اور صالح بنا پروردگار ہم سب کو قرآن سے محبت کرنے اور اہل قرآن بنا پروردگار پوری دنیا میں جہاں جہاں مسلمان مظلوم ہیں ان کا خون بہائے جا رہے ہیں ان کی حفاظت فرما ظالمین کے شر سے محفوظ و مامون فرما پروردگار جن مومنات نے آج نظر و نیاز کا اور افطار کا اہتمام کیا ہے ان کے رزق و روزی میں اضافہ فرما ان کی مشکلات کو حل فرما ان کی عبادات کو منظور و مقبول فرما امام مہدی علیہ السلام کا جلد ظہور فرما ان کی زیارت سے مشرف فرما.